John is using his right hand once more. I even forgot that he couldn't use it. And he's so handsome. Big smile, salt and pepper hair, the most utterly masculine man. But a long way from the John of 1938 or 39. He was wearing ranch clothes, boots, and a sort of string tie that was just an arrowhead at the neck and a loop. And Nellie was the irrepressible, bubbly charmer that I met before the 1940 campaign. They left a little before 3 to return to their heart's delight at Floresville. And then the Thornberrys and the Eichards and Leonard and I went in the helicopter over to the Winters' lake house. The big boat met us there, and we rode over to the Coca-Cola Ranch in a pretty little cove that was fairly secluded and private. Dave and Linda and I swam. The water was the essence of contentment, and I could have swum on and on forever if it weren't for the traffic of water skiers and other fishermen. Vicky and Rufus put on a water show, doing in tandem behind the Secret Service boat, a good display. I sat in the sun in my bathing suit and acquired a good tan, looking up at the blue sky and the granite hills and the buzzards wheeling and dipping. And unfortunately, I ate and ate and ate, because one of the bad things about a vacation is the relaxation of all discipline. Other boats did not find us. We were relatively free, although the Secret Service kept on the lookout for any press that might be coming into the cove. Finally, a helicopter landed in the pasture behind the Coca-Cola Ranch house, and we waded through the burrs to the helicopter and returned to the LBJ Ranch to change clothes and then go on over to A.W.'s for dinner. There, we were joined by the Cecil Rubies. He's a contractor who, from a small beginning, has made a very good showing in a highly competitive business and has always been a great friend of ours. And Ernie Stubbs and his girl were there. And Mrs. Hunter, looking so well, and how glad I was to see her, because she's fought valiantly against heavy odds. Mary Ellen, undaunted by numbers, gave a delicious dinner to about 20 of us. And I slipped off from the dinner table just before it was over to go back and curl up on their bed and see Gunsmoke. What luxury! All this in heaven, too. Then home to the ranch, where I read until nearly 1 o'clock and thought about this July the 4th. To me, it was a second blissful day in the only real vacation we've had since November the 22nd. A rare and perfect day, and what a joy to look over at Lyndon and see how he was loving it. This cold which has dogged him is getting better down here, I think. And Jesse seems rising from the ashes of Louise's death. And I am thankful for blessings. A talk with Lucy reassured me that her best birthday present, the one day without any Secret Service agents whatever, which was yesterday, Friday, July the 3rd, her special birthday present, had been accomplished safely, happily. Nobody had bothered her, recognized her, or troubled her. And she, who pursues her separate paths to a considerable degree, was happy and safe.